Blog Talk Radio.
Cherry, it's Cinderella Dana J. Well, it's the woman and today with fame. What's going on, y'all? Thanks for coming on by. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We're talking about what people do when they see you get hurt. People's responses. I started to name this show when you see your friends getting, when your friends are being friendly with your enemies. But I didn't want to go that route. You know, I could have easily went that route. But we're not really talking about that. We're going to get pretty specific in our focus tonight. So what people do when they see you get hurt. Now, even strangers have seen people get hurt and they lent a helping hand. They've seen people get in car accidents where they were really, really hurt. They've seen people just fall down, you know, things like that. Or they've seen people get assaulted out there in the streets. You know, I know that back in the day, if an old head saw you getting jumped, rolled on, or anything like that, you know, they would step in like, we ain't doing it like this. You know, because, you know, the young boys will respect the old head. So he separate them like, nah, y'all got to give my man a fair one. Give him a fair one. Can't get along, get a fair one going. Can't get along, get a fair one going. But no, you ain't all that jumping him and all that. That ain't cool. 4 or 5 against one, no. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Give him a fair one. So we know that sometimes strangers will help out other strangers if they see an injustice and a need that deserves attention. So how is it that your peoples, your friends, your family, your brethren see you get played out there in the streets or get played in the house or whatever, and they see the hurt on your face. They know what's going on in your heart. How did they justify getting friendly with the other side? That's what we're really talking about. When you see your friends getting friendly with the other side, yeah, they fucking with the ops. Yeah, they fucking with the ops. Stop. Stop if you're fucking with the ops. Stop. Stop if you're fucking with the ops. So that's what we're talking about. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get a business show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should right now, brothers. Right now, sisters. We are here. We are in motion. It's the 20th of July. Cancer's about to say bye-bye, but they got two more days. So we got the haze and we going to smoke. Yo, it ain't no joke. Yo, the lion's coming through with Leo season. And you know what time it is and what we about to do. But hold down, fade it down. Don't just bug yet. It's got to get two more days. We ain't set. Chill. Sit back, relax, and chill. Rita Reds. Rita. What's going on, Rita? And Queen Matsu Mayini, Monica Davis. Queen Monica, and also let CM. Okay, that's what's up. All right, y'all. So tonight we're talking about what people do when they see you get hurt. You know, I mean, do you have the type of people that try to act like they didn't see you get hurt? Have you ever saw somebody see you get hurt? You confront them later, or you wait to see if they was going to bring it up. Like, yo, you saw me get fucked up out there. But you ain't do nothing. And you acting like you ain't see it. I saw you see it. Because I saw the response on your face. I saw the horror look on your face when you saw what was happening to me. So you tried to act like, oh, I wasn't in your field of vision. I saw you see me. You's a scaredy cat. And you even might be a rat. But it's okay. And it's all right. Everything is going to be all right, yes, tonight. So, what's a guan? When people see you get hurt, you know, a lot of times in life, people will try to play both sides of the fence. And I don't, I ain't gonna front. One thing I can't stand is motherfuckers that get diplomatic in times of loyalty. Do not get diplomatic with me when it's time to be loyal. When it's time to pick sides, don't kick that diplomacy to me. I'm not gonna appreciate it. I'm not gonna be trying to hear it. Don't expect me to adhere to it. And don't expect whatever it was between me and you to be on a good note. I'm like, nah, you know, for what it's worth, win, lose, or draw, I am definitely a pick sides type of nigga. I'm either on this side or that side. If I was a blood or a Crip in any other part of the country except for Philly, because we don't play that bullshit here. Yeah, I would either be a blood or a Crip. Thank God I didn't ever have to make that type of choice or live that type of life or was under the influence of people who respected that type of garbage. But there comes a time in your life where you have to pick sides. So you either riding with your own family or you riding with the rival family. Either way, you're going to have to show and prove for either one of them because nobody respects a both sides of the fence, nigga. Now, in business, okay, in business, of course, you're going to have to exercise some diplomacy. And plenty of people will say that you have to exercise diplomacy in your personal life. And I understand that. I get it. I do. I totally 100% get it. But that doesn't mean that I totally 100% accept that. You know what I mean? It depends on what brand of diplomacy that you employ. That's what it depends on, the brand of diplomacy. So if you get into a situation where you see that it's time for you to pick sides because you saw an injustice on one side and you saw that one side was right and the other side was wrong, but you want to act like there is no right or wrong on either side, guess what? Somebody is going to confront you. Somebody is going to step to you. Somebody is going to ask a question, and it's going to make you a little bit uncomfortable because you've probably been trying to play both sides of the fence, and somebody is asking you exactly which side of the fence are you on. You can't roll with the lions and the hyenas, baby. You can't roll with the lions and the hyenas. Lions don't hang with hyenas. You is either a lion or you is a hyena. You either have a mane or you run around here looking like a dog. Which one is it going to be? Which one is it going to be? But this is bigger than loyalty. This is about how you ride when you clearly can see the difference between right or wrong. When you can clearly see the difference between right and wrong. I got examples for y'all. Don't think I don't. I have examples for y'all tonight. Oh, yeah. So let's take a scenario. You know, back in the day in the violent 80s, you know, all that rumbling going on in the 80s, chain snatching, earring snatching, people taking three-finger rings off your hands. Give me them boots, them felines, Reeboks, Adidas, Shell Tops, Top 10. Yo, give me the shirt off your back. You don't need that polo shit. Take the fuck off. Give me all that shit. I need that. I need anything. Give me it. Somebody see. So your people. What the fuck is that? Oh, shit. Hold on. That's not going to work. I lost a wheel. Oh, man. That's my... All right, I'm going to have to fix it later. But the wheel came off my jaw. Okay, wait. Okay. Yeah. So your peoples see you get played. I don't care if them cats was from a few blocks away from another neighborhood, whatever the case may be. They saw you get all your shit taken, and they saw you rumble, and you know, they saw you get played. Now, when they saw you getting played, they saw you getting punched, they saw you getting kicked, they saw you getting hurt, they saw you getting robbed. Did they go over there and did they ride for you? Did they step in there like, yo, if you're going to rob him, you're going to have to rob me. If you're going to beat him up, you're going to have to beat me up. If you're going to fuck him up, did they do that or did they just chill? Was their heart beating outside, beating in their chest so bad that they was like, man, I can't go in there. I'm scared. I'm going to get hurt. But they're going to let you get more than hurt, you know, because you could have lost your life in that type of shit. All right. Forget about all that. Let's say they had that cowardice in their heart and they didn't help you. My question is, what did they do after? Did they actually, I've known scenarios where the people who saw or know about you getting rolled on, robbed, beat up, and all that kind of shit, and they went and got cool with your enemies. Yeah, they went and got cool with your enemies. And even if they went and got cool with your enemies, that's one thing. But they let you know about it. They let you know that they got cool with your enemies. And they trying to kick it like, well, your enemies ain't really that bad. It's just that it was a misunderstanding. They ain't really mean to do what they did to you and all of that. They kind of all right. And you like, what you mean they kind of all right? you talking about? You saw the motherfuckers rob me, beat me up and all that kind of shit? You talking about they all right? Motherfucker, you ain't all right. That type of shit. So they got cool, they trying to get cool and close with the people that did you in. Okay, maybe they didn't get cool with the people who beat you up, but they cool with the people that's cool with the people that beat you up. So nonetheless, where they should be trying to get in there and get your shit back, help you get your shit back, or retaliate, or at least lend you the support to whereas that will you can get a guarantee that will never happen again. But no, they want to be friends with your enemy. And they let you know about it. Like, well, I mean, they all right. You know, that shit happened when we was younger. I don't know, man. Sun 752 hold grudges. I hold them. You ever play me, you ain't got to worry about us being cool again. I'm good with that. I'm like, nah, I mean, we all right. I'm not hoping that you burn in the fiery pits of hell and nothing like that. But if something really bad should happen to you, I mean, let's just say you won't be included in my prayers that night. So anyway, so when you see your peoples getting cool with the ops, getting cool with the people that you ain't cool with, how do you feel? How do you feel about that? What's your next move? How do you feel? What's your next move? What should you do? Should you discontinue the friendship of the person that's supposed to be riding with you, that's riding with the other crew? All right? So y'all see where we are with it? If y'all want to call into the show, 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I see we have a call on the line. Caller with the last number, 7019. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's not hesitate. What's good? Caller with the last number, 7019. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Good evening. I was calling to say that definitely I am a person who picks sides when it comes to anyone hurting, anyone that I care about or is close to me. I'm extremely loyal in that sense. So if you do anything to anybody that I'm close to, just consider me an enemy. So it's just not going to happen. And if we were at least cordial, I'm pretty much going to have to change it, switch up. Like, we're not talking no more to my friends. Because you need somebody that's close to me.
Yeah.
You will definitely see a change.
Let me ask you a question. Let me give you a little scenario and ask what you would do. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Do you got a lot of children? Like 6?
Playing with me.
I'm just asking a question.
No, I don't have like 6. Why
you
6?
Got like, because I asked if you had a lot of children.
I said no, I don't have a lot of children. Mm-mm.
Okay. So let's say you had like 6 kids. Let's just say. No, for this scenario. It's like, no, I'm just playing. Okay. No, listen. Let's say you had a situation where your children's father had chicks on the side or whatever, and they was calling your house, showing up at your job, doing a whole lot of messy, ratchet, crazy, stalkerish, nasty shit, you know, coming to you, talking about they was with your man, you know, the night before or on significant dates when y'all was supposed to be together. You know what I mean? You know, just really, really pushing the messy agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you worked through all of that. You got through it. Maybe you and your man broke up. Maybe y'all stayed together, whatever the case may be. But let's say one of your kids started getting cool with the chick that was causing you all this grief. Now, this might be years later, and you may have gotten over it, gotten past it, and all this kind of stuff, but you remember what happened. It's still fresh in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, one of your kids got cool with your, you know, with your wife-in-law, whatever, because maybe they had a child. I mean, maybe your baby father had a child with the girl who was stalking and acting all wild and crazy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, well, what would you do? How would you feel? How would you handle that?
Well, hopefully my children wouldn't pick sides in that way. Like, wouldn't intentionally go and befriend someone who they know hurt me, right? In any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But if that, in the event that did happen, I'm definitely going, I have some few choice words for my kids. That can't happen. They might have to be an enemy for a short period of time.
Okay. I mean, you know, yeah, I understand, you know, because that's a touchy, touchy, messy, messy situation. But it happened. You know what I'm saying? It happened. Mm-hmm. And that's a direct scenario where somebody who has actively declared themselves an enemy to you is now has somebody that's on your side or supposed to be on your side being on their side.
Yeah.
Your kids, by the way, may have seen or remember when that lady, that crazy, you know, woman that daddy was messing around with was coming around calling all the time. Remember y'all had to get your number changed and all of that kind of shit. You remember how it was back in the day. You had to get your number changed. Somebody kept playing on your phone. You know, dumb shit. I mean, we talking about way back in the day. You know, when having kids was real.
Okay.
You know, having kids nowadays ain't really real.
Okay.
It ain't. You know, people playing around with having kids now. You know what I mean? Back in the day. You know, women used to talk about being in labor for 24 hours, that type of shit. You don't hear about that shit no more. It'd be like they just cut your stomach down to the twat, you know what I mean? Take a baby out of there. It ain't real. So, you know, going through that type of childbirth process and then, you know, your man, you know, messing around with another woman that's going through the same thing. And so she feel like she right because he's been talking all that old good shit in her ear and all of that. And so he making her feel like she the number one. And so she acting like you the number two. And that's why she coming at your neck, even though you the real number one. And you got papers and dates and all kinds of events to prove it. But she's making this time in your life really, really hard. And then years later, because she had a baby, you had a baby and all of that kind of shit. One of your babies that, you know, that was growing up and coming up during the time, go get cool with her because that's her or his daughter. I mean, his or her brother and sister mom.
Listen, first of all, if that ever happened, my first issue would be with my dude, first of all, because there's no reason why, I don't care what he's doing out in the street, there's no reason why it should ever come back to me, period. That's number one. Number two, if for some reason he was dumb enough to allow whatever he was doing to somehow affect me directly and these people are contacting me, calling me, whatever, then that's a whole nother issue. Because, of course, yeah, now we would be enemies. But, you know, that has never happened to me personally, but I definitely have seen it happen and know of situations where it has happened. But, I don't do too well with people calling me or stuff like that. Like, because I'm not going to play on the phone. I'm going to just knock on your door.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, man. It's a tough situation because it's hard out here. Sometimes it's really hard out here to identify who your real friends are. You know, you have friends, you have associates, you have people who act like friends who really wanna exercise some type of motivation to take you down or get inside your head or whatever the case may be. You know, everybody who presents themselves as a friend is not always genuine. They ain't always the real leather. We got a lot of pleather people out here. You know, I mean, remember back in the day when Beat It and Billie Jean was out? I mean, Beat It and Thriller was out. So you had the real leather Thriller jackets and the Beat It jackets, but they was expensive. So a lot of people had the pleather Beat It jackets and the Thriller jackets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, very little people I knew had the leather Beat It or Thriller jackets because they was expensive and you couldn't get them in every store. You know, I mean, because really they wasn't all that fly, but I mean, Michael Jackson was who he was. And you know, but, you know. So you rocked the pleather beaded jacket, but that didn't mean you couldn't dance good.
Okay, where is this going?
I'm saying people ain't always genuine. People ain't always the real Thriller jacket. People ain't always the authentic beaded jacket. Sometimes they the fake, you know. Well, the pleather beaded or Thriller jacket. It don't mean they don't dance good though. You know, they still...
I agree.
Shimon.
I agree.
So...
Okay, so in your scenario where all of that is going on in the background and your children choose to be friends with someone who they are aware is your enemy, you would do what or say what?
Wait, ask me that again.
I said in your scenario where all of the stuff is going on in the background and your children choose to be friends with someone who they're aware that that's your enemy, you say what or do what?
Okay. First of all, my children would never do that because I trained them never to ever mess with the enemy. But let's say if they did, let's just say they did, you know, because sometimes, you know, people they get too curious and they want to see what the other side is doing and what makes them tick and all of that kind of stuff. Right. So it would really, just like you were saying, it would really be a problem because I'm big on taking sides and being loyal and all of that. Like, I'm not the type of person that has another football team besides the Eagles.
Right.
When the Super Bowl come, I don't give a fuck who win that shit when we ain't in it. I mean, straight up and down. I don't be giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I fast forward through commercials, that type shit. I don't play all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's only one Super Bowl that ever mattered to me, and that was Super Bowl 52. Because we lost the other two. You know what I'm saying? So, Super Bowl 52.
Okay.
So I don't have another basketball team besides the Sixers. I don't. I don't follow players from other teams. I know who they are and all of that, but no, I don't wear other jerseys. That's how, I don't do that. You know, like, my team is my team. We rock like this. I'm not going to wear this jersey and that jersey because it matched with my sneakers. It's cool. It's cool for those who do that, but I ain't about that life unless it's some type of neutral type of thing. Like, let's say it's a college team. You can wear any college colors you want. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that deep. But
right.
When it comes to your pro teams, you know, there's a sense of self that's associated with that. So I don't care who the Cowboys ever draft in life. They could draft my son. I'd be like, man, you should. That motherfucker ain't my son. I'm booing that nigga. When he comes to the link, that nigga get booed. And when he called me on the phone, like, hey, Dad, how you doing? Like, shit, nigga, you better call me on a Tuesday. On football days, like Monday, Sunday. Saturdays with the playoffs, Thursdays, like shit. So what you got? You got Friday, you got Tuesday, and you got Wednesday. Make it count, nigga. You know what I mean? Because you ain't really from this family till you retire, and you better not retire Cowboy. So it's like that. I'm big, but I'm saying it like I'm joking, but I'm really not. I take whose side I'm on and who I rock with very seriously. It don't mean that my loyalty blinds me to any mistakes that get made or any slime ball shit that may happen within our circle. But we going to address those problems and we going to make sure that we know who's who. So if you're wishy-washy, you just blow with the wind or whoever is popular or whoever is winning. That's who you rocking with. Well, me and you ain't gonna get along all that well. Yeah. It's not that it ain't that type of party. It ain't that type of party.
Yeah, I can't get down like that.
Yeah. So
if you ever cross me, then you don't have to worry about me ever befriending you again. Like, it's not gonna happen because I don't trust you. So if you ever go ahead.
No, you wasn't finished. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say if you ever cross me, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, then I'm going to, you know, treat you with a long arm. It'll never be what it was. Even if I bring myself to speak to you again.
Yeah. Now, see, I think that is one thing. Let's say we didn't grow up together and all of that, because you meet people in your travels and during your life or whatever. So let's say you never saw or experienced what happened between me and somebody I consider to be my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't blame you if you rock with them because you don't know. You know what I mean? You taking my version if I chose to share with you what happened and all of that, but you may not know. You understand what I mean? But
right. If
you saw what happened or you know for a fact, like, the boy did him dirty. Or, yeah, they really played my man and all of that. When you see or bear witness or get the actual facts on what happened to me by somebody else at the hands of another faction, and you choose to still be cool with them, all right, well, then you've drawn a line in the sand. See, I'm not going to blame you for what you didn't see and what you can't verify. That's not even really your business. If I shared that with you, that's one thing. But I can't necessarily expect you to stand on that because I don't know you like that. You don't know me like that. So I don't expect you to be loyal to me if we don't really have anything to be loyal about. But if you
right.
if you say that me and you cool, we good and all of that, and you know that you know of somebody or a situation where somebody was really trying to do me in, and you still decide to be friends with that side, well, then, like I said, the line is drawn in the sand. Listen, you go ahead and rock with them.
Right. I
you go ahead and rock with them.
I was considering faith. It's different if someone if someone just knows you, know of you, or, you know, somebody you just cool with. But I expect someone who is either related to me or really close to me in any way, you know, I expect you to ride with me and for me based off of what I said,
mm-hmm.
even if you didn't hear about it. If I'm
right.
mad at somebody, I need you to be just as mad as them as well. Like, I don't want to hear or know about you talking to them or, you know, going out, hanging out with them. Nope, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
I just don't. I want you to be on my side.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can't be on my side, okay. All right, listen, do you. But just know that it ain't gonna be no back and forth here. Don't think you're gonna be running back to me if things don't work out with them, or when you finally accept them for showing the true colors that they display. Don't come over here like, yo, oh, you was right. Nah. I know I was right back then. I'm not the type of dude that be hating. I'm not the type of dude that just is quick to declare myself, declare somebody an enemy of me or always talking about, you know what I mean, I'm beefing with this person or that person. If I have a legitimate problem with you, believe me, it's all the way legitimate. If I say you my enemy,
exactly.
you ain't eligible to be nothing else. Because I don't need more enemies. I need more friends. So I'm not quick to make or declare somebody my enemy. If you are my enemy and I say you my enemy, you have earned the fuck out of it. You've done all your homework, turned in your assignments on time. You know what I mean? You studied well, got good grades. You know, you graduated, nigga. Listen, we went to the prom. You know what I mean? You a full-fledged, you got an enemy degree with me, straight up and down. Nobody can take it away. You know how nobody can take away your knowledge. If you my enemy, nobody can take that away from you. Like, yo, you are my motherfucking enemy, nigga. I can't stand me some you. Believe me, I'm going to get you back. So, yeah. Because I have to clarify that, because some people, they quick to be like, yeah, me and such had a beef, but we cool now. Or such and such, we was mortal enemies before, but now we all right. No, this ain't a fucking game. This ain't a rap battle. This ain't versus.
Yeah, man.
Nah, this ain't Gucci Mane and Jeezy. Fuck you talking about? This shit is real.
Yeah. A dispute is one thing.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, a dispute between people is one thing. But if you do something to wrong me, then, like you said, you've earned the title of being an enemy. I can move past, you know, a disagreement or a misunderstanding, things like that. But if you cross me, that's something completely different.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just we can't expect everybody to handle adversity the way we do. But this show is about when people see you or saw you got hurt. They saw the hit and run driver. They saw your car get fucked up, or they saw who fucked up your car. They saw who threw the Molotov cocktail in your front window. They saw who did it, but they chose to side with the ops. All right, you got that. Yo, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. It is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, and we are talking about what people do when they see you get hurt. If y'all would like to call in, The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Yeah. Hold on. You know what? Before I take the next caller, because we have another caller on the line, caller with the last number is 1132. I want to tell y'all something. You know, let's get real about relationships. Thursday is coming up, and I want to tell y'all about this show right now. I'm going to tell y'all about this show right now. I don't normally do this. I don't usually be doing this. But I need y'all to start thinking about this shit right now, brothers. Right now, sisters. This Thursday, on Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we're going to be asking the question, which is stronger, marriage or being boyfriend and girlfriend? Which is stronger, being in a relationship or being married? Now, people might automatically say that being married is a deeper level of commitment. But you have to take into consideration that a lot of people are in marriages and never intended to ever be committed. A lot of people get married for a lot of different reasons. But one thing is for sure, if you are in a relationship with a person, there ain't no paper keeping y'all together. There may not even be kids keeping y'all together. There aren't any assets or any of that kind of stuff keeping y'all together. So if you go with somebody for years, you are probably with them for love. If you married to somebody for years, there's a good chance you might only be in the marriage to keep from losing your shit. So which one is stronger, being in a relationship or being in a marriage? You know, people be like, they be saying all the time, well, I'm married, I'm staying together for the kids. When you only go with each other, you ain't got to do that. Nobody just, I got to keep being a boyfriend for the kids. No, you don't, nigga. No, there's no such thing. So we going to get into that. It's going to get deep. The shit going to get real deep. So I need y'all to start thinking about that shit right now. I need y'all to start thinking about it right now. It's going down Thursday, the 22nd. You know, on Daily Go Get a Business Show, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Now, as promised, caller with the last numbers, 1132. Wait, are y'all thinking about it? Caller, you thinking about it? Are you thinking about what I was talking, what we going to be talking about on Thursday, yes or no? Caller, I'm not talking about the caller with 1132. I'm talking about you, 7019.
Oh, well, you said the other caller.
I ain't bringing
them on. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I know you was.
Yes,
I know.
I was trying not to comment because I didn't want to open the topic, but I'm thinking about it.
I'm coming up with shit that people got to think about. See, that's me. See, you go fucking with my enemies, they don't be coming up with that kind of fly shit. They not dope like that. They ain't got it like that. Okay, now, like, because I just wanted to make sure you was thinking about that shit. Carol, Jeff, Emily, Taki, Cherry, y'all thinking about it? Y'all thinking about it? Or no? My man Tone, y'all think about it? I need y'all to start thinking about it right now. I need y'all to start thinking about that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to start thinking about it. All right, call up with the last numbers, 1132. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey, Judge, how you doing?
Judge?
Yes. This is Yvette.
What's up, Yvette? How you feeling?
I'm doing good.
That's what's up.
Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy.
So
what's
the deal with you? If you cross me one time, normally sometimes I can forgive situation, but I know my enemies. And I stay away from my enemies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I stay away from my enemies, and I let the Lord handle that. And he will. You know.
All right, listen, I don't want to be blasphemous, right? All right? But
okay.
They say that the Lord always forgives, right?
Yeah, they say.
All right. And they also say that God is always here. He sees everything. He hears everything. He knows everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God saw you get played, and he still forgave your enemies. So what's up with that?
Let me tell you. Okay, first of all, I'm not going to serve no God that can't protect me. So, and I don't care if you're in my family. He will pay back. See, you people want to lean onto that side. But there's a side of God where there's a wrath to him. If you don't stick your, you know, fingers in what he needs to do, he will handle it.
Mm-hmm.
He will handle it. He saw that. He saw that girl take your man. You know, he saw your man play you and go with your cousin. You ain't got to handle all that. You ain't got to be calling and busting cars and throwing firebombs or none of that. God sees all that. If you a true Christian, all you need to do is pray for that person. And sometimes it's hard to pray for that person to be blessed. I have did it in my first year, couple of years. But then I started looking up scriptures that I need to look up and put it towards my life. And I saw God do what he needed to do. And can't nobody tell me that God don't fight back. See, people want to lean, oh, he's a loving God. How can a loving God put you in hell? Oh, he could do it because enough people is not fear of him and don't believe in him enough. See, I'm not a fighter. I don't know what's in me, but I know I can fight. But I ain't going to jail for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll allow God to handle it. It's beautiful.
But
I allow God to handle it. And if I had kids the same way, I would have to allow. I can't do this by myself. This ain't me doing this by myself. This is him working through me.
But can God take the sides of one of his children over the other one? I know God won't take the side of the devil, but since none of his children are the devil, can God take personal enemy? Wait, you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I have an enemy right now, and I'm praying for favor like a mug. Because this chick was wrong, so wrong what she did to me. You know, I don't know how God's going to handle it, but I pray and hope he let me see if I could take, you know, because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want her calling me truth. But I don't want to hear nothing she got to say. I just want God to handle it. Handle it, because you can't be saying things and doing things to people. And this person, I don't forget, over 77 times. I'm not going to serve nobody that ain't going to do nothing, no result. I go to somebody else, like with another religion that have, that's the truth. They said true God, because to me, if God ain't helping me, I wouldn't be serving him. That's the way I feel about it. And I'm real about myself. And I know some women, they're jealous of people, of stuff that I have, but they don't know what I did to get what I got. And I got it in an honest way because I'm a Christian.
Okay, but listen, let's make sure we stay focused. What we're talking about tonight is what people do when they see you get hurt. So this is bigger than you just having enemies. This is talking about people that were supposed to be on your side, people that were supposed to be rocking with you, people who are supposed to be your family, your friends, your allies, your resources. And they saw what somebody else did to you, and they still got cool with the people who did you dirty. What's up with that?
I have cousins. Yes, I have cousins, even my own mother. Yes, and I still left them in God's hands. And you know what? I just show up and show and prove. And I prove all them wrong. I try not to hold it against you. It's still in my head. I try not to hold it against you. I done had cousins seen enemies hurt me. And they know they hurt me. And they know, why you ain't tell me? I would have did this. I would have, nigga, you ain't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to handle that shit myself. So when I get my husband, who would be my everything and my protector, don't be saying shit to me. You couldn't handle that shit, and I had to handle shit on my own. I can't beat no man. And some women can, but I can't.
You know,
so I leave everything to the Lord, and it don't work. I'm 50 years old. It don't work itself out for me. I ain't got time for that energy. That's too much energy. And believe you me, there's a whole lot of enemies out here. You know, you find out the person you was rocking with for years and years, now and you found out you was in love with them. Shit, they don't give a fuck about you, but they want to go hang with your people.
Uh-huh.
That you don't even hang with.
So
how does that sound?
I don't tolerate friends that rock with my enemies. And even if you're not my enemy, if you saw me get done dirty, if you saw somebody hurt me, if you saw somebody play me, if you know of a scenario where somebody was coming at my neck, or they were maliciously getting at me, and you know of it, and you decided to rock with them, well, you're going to have to stay rocking with them because you can't rock with me. Once I find out about it, you can best believe we're going to have a conversation, and that conversation is either going to be our first conversation in a long line of our truth-seeking campaign to find out if we really good like that, or it's going to be our last conversation because we know where we stand. Oh, I'm sorry. I said,
you're breaking up a little bit. I still can't hear you.
Okay. I said,
the phone is breaking up, Omar. I don't think it's you. I think it's the connection or something.
Hello?
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
it
you a little
in
bit
and
now.
Out, but yeah.
I said,
can you hear? Because it's still breaking up.
Stop. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're just making noise now.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, if I find out that you know of somebody that was either trying to stab me in the back, hurt me, you know, do something, you know, bite my back out, get me physically hurt or whatever, and you decide to rock with them, then we're going to have a conversation about it. And either that conversation is going to be our first conversation in a long line of conversations to make sure that you are real and 100% or at least trying to get there, or it's going to be our last conversation because I've already decided that you are the same snake that I was supposed to be protected from. You understand what I'm saying? So it ain't going to be no, you know, listen, God forgives, not me. I'm like Rick Ross. You know, like, look, I'm going to let God handle that. I ain't all that in the forgiving department. If I find out that you've been trying to fuck with me, believe me, I'm going to fuck with you back. It just ain't going to be nice. It's not going to be friendly and fun and all that kind of stuff. Now,
yeah,
I hold grudges. I need therapy. I need therapy.
I am like that. And my mother said, she told me a long time ago, she said, Stacey, you got a cold heart. I was like, well, why would you say something like that? But through the years since she's been gone, I understand why she says that, because sometimes I can leave it to God, but I can't leave it to God all the time. I just don't mess with you no more. You dog show better not come in my presence. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. People like, that don't sound like God. You have your own personal relationship. I have mine. So.
Yeah, that's, I just wanted to say to the caller that I feel sorry that, you know, whatever happened in her situation in her life, that, you know, obviously somebody or some people have hurt her, and, you know, and that's not an easy thing to have to deal with, you know, like, you know, we joke about it, but you know, truthfully speaking, like if when you have to witness people being friends with somebody who you are enemies with, and you or you used to be friends with that person, it does hurt. You know, we all are human. We all experience things, and we have, you know, emotions. And you know, it's also not easy to, you know, expose yourself to, you know, other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully you can reconcile that. And, you know, I know people are big within their religion, and, you know, they say you leave it up to God, you know, and that's huge. But, you know, it a lot of times it doesn't take away from the hurt that you feel, that you still feel and still have to deal with that hurt.
True.
But it doesn't just go away.
Yeah. I mean, I have no problems with people who stand on their faith, because you should do that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to get out of a immediate situation. Like faith might be you might have to have faith in the long run that things will work out. But for the time being, you know, for the time being, you got to watch out for this knife, or you know, prevent yourself from getting cut. Or make sure that this gun don't shoot you. You know,
yeah,
like
darts, the daggers, all of that.
Yeah.
The side conversations, the looks, the stares, the whispers, all of that.
And ratchet hoes. Don't ratchet hoes. I'm saying we talk about, you know, you know how people is. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's a tough situation. It's a tough situation because we ain't even getting to the part where we talking about our feelings getting hurt, because it's a hurting thing when somebody you thought was your friend turns out to be friends with your enemies, which in turn makes them your enemy. It's like losing somebody that hasn't died. You know what I mean? That ain't cool. And those things can really give you some bad trust issues.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, even more so when it's family. You know, you can probably quickly reconcile friends. But when it's family, especially, you know, your immediate family, your children, it's going to hurt deep.
It's going to hurt deep. Right. The shit ain't cool. And we fall into these scenarios, we get encountered by these types of scenarios often enough, and you may have to deal with this situation multiple times in your life, and by the time you get to whatever age you are right now, this kind of stuff can make you all hardened and all of that, and people wondering how come, you know, you're displaying antisocial behavior and all that kind of shit. It's like because I get the feeling that people are trying to harm me. It's working on my paranoia. You know what I mean? You know, I got other shit going on, things that I want to do. And I feel like I'm in that situation. You know how you feel like that old saying, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Well, you feel like you got to do that in friendship too. And that's not right. If you want a friend, then you got to be one yourself. Okay, that's cool. But really, you feeling like in order for me to have a friend, I'm going to have to be my own friend, because I'm the only one I know. I'm the only one whose motives I'm 100% sure go in my favor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
right.
And ratchet hoes. Don't forget about that. Lest we forget, brothers. Lest we forget, sisters. You know what I'm saying? Because That's what should have been written in the Bible. Everybody warned us against snakes and serpents and you know, devils and demons and all that, but nobody said nothing about ratchet hoes. Yet everybody somewhere along the line gets affected by ratchet hoes.
I think they did everything say ratchet hoes.
Well, where's that in the
news? It's in the Bible, but they didn't call them ratchet hoes.
Thank you.
Well, maybe they should. and they coming up with all these new versions, you know, the New World Bible, just all that kind of stuff. It should have been in the King James, you know, something. You know, since they, you know, ain't gonna change stuff. But anyway, on a serious note, and I was actually serious about that. Ratchet hoes can be a problem. I mean, you know, regular hoes, they can be all right. But ratchet hoes, nobody. I don't know nobody in this world that's like, oh my God, thank God for ratchet hoes. Have you ever heard anybody say that? I haven't. Not me. Not me. Not one time. Not even their mother. So it's a tough situation emotionally. It really is. I mean, when you have to act like your feelings are not hurt when they really are hurt, not too many things hurt that much. Not too many things make you as bitter as that, you know, gradually, you know, constantly having to suppress your pain, your hurt. It ain't cool.
It's not cool, and that's the reason why I called you judge for a situation, because, you know, you can see things, people outside of you can see things, you know, and the caller, she can see that I have been hurt, you know, and I have been through some stuff, but I have been more blessed than, you know, they tried to, you know, the stuff that I've been through. You know, people that's watching, everybody is not your enemy. You got some people that's, you know, your followers, you got some people that are friends, and they might be just following you because they need insight, they need to be inspired, you know, and they know your character. If some people are character, I know just with them following them, I'm like, oh, like Kirk Franklin. I'm like, he just got tired of what he got tired of, and he had to go off. He had to be him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been following him for years. I know for sure. I bear witness with him. You know, I know who to bear witness with. I know when you ain't who you say you ain't or who you say you are. You know, God give us discernment and protection. You know, I know who you say who you ain't, you know, and I try to stay away from the fire when I see smoke.
Yeah.
But people could see. Whether you say or not say, that's not no excuse. You could see when I was a sinner, I knew a girl that was in church, but she was living wild as hell. And I said, I'm not going to put my mouth on it because I know God is in her. I see God in her a little bit. But I didn't, you know, I didn't mess with her. But I know she had an encounter with the Lord. Somehow she got off track. But that's not my place to go checking her, praying, you know, laying hands and all this stuff. I just pray for her. You know, I can't be, you know, I don't got a degree in judging. So, people can see. They know who. They know who to mess with and who not to mess with.
Yeah, I can dig it.
They know who to mess with and who not to mess with. You know, you just have to stay prayed up, and you got to stay around people to keep you prayed up because they will try you. Ratchet hoes will try you. Some of these men's all ratchet hoes. You know, it ain't just the women. It's the men, too, trying to take your doggone money. Acting like they ain't even trying to get in your drawers no more. They straight out want your money. They don't care if you got it up, you know, or you just, you're rich or you're middle class, you know. They want your money. They want your money. So I'm like, oh, my God. It's out there. It's real. It's out there. It's real. And it's hard to make new friends. You know, God will, you know, you will lose some friends, but God will put friends. And I'm not hungry for a friend. I'd rather be strong than by myself than being some fake mess like you loving me. I'm talking about for men and women. And I know you can't stand my guts. Like this girl wasn't able to get close to my heart like she did if I wasn't hanging around her ass. She wouldn't have, you know, been able to say what she said. That caught me off guard, you know. So, no, I got my glasses on. I got my spiritual glasses on now. You get cute. being around the enemy.
That's true. That's true.
You can get killed being around the enemy. And my cousin so forgive me. I'm like, I don't care if you do got good. Why are you going back there? You know those people don't like me or you. If they don't like me, they can't stand you. And you go put yourself in a bad situation.
Right. And those people will also put you in a position where you could get killed, hurt, or whatever. Because they already saw you get hurt. So what they think,
yeah.
Lightning don't strike twice or something? Lightning,
yeah.
Human lightning definitely strikes twice.
And I don't care what nobody say.
That's
if a
like
person don't
lightning.
Like the person that you hang around, I guarantee you they don't like you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that they don't like you. They just pretending like they like you, you know, but they don't like you because you're hanging around that person. That's
yeah.
all I wanted to say. I got it off my – and it's hard to expose what's going on in your a person's life. That's just not easy. It's not
yeah.
easy doing that, you know, but it takes more than writing down. Sometimes you have to talk it out.
But yeah, but it's
going to
be all right, though. But it's going to be all right, though. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be all right.
That's my saying. Yeah. Can I borrow that saying? That saying
yeah.
made me feel better. It's going to be all right, you know. I'd rather keep my blessings. They could keep on hating and miss their blessings because you said that a long time ago when you was in somebody else's business instead of paying attention to your business, you're going to miss out on what God got for you. And I heard that come from your mouth.
That's what's up.
So,
you know me. I be dropping that shit.
Yep. So that's all I wanted to say. I've been going to see. Some people don't think that they want to say God is just a loving God. He loves God. Yeah, true. But he's also a God of justice. I'm not going to sit up here and be unprotected. Like some of these people saying they're Christians, right? But they know they're talking all that mess, but they're carrying guns. Talking all that mess. But if you're a child of God and you preaching the word of God, I can see you having security around you. But why you got a gun?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be your protector, right?
Yeah.
So you can't even speak to me when you're talking like that. So I just wanted to drop some jewels. So I better watch out. People ain't who
appreciate
they say it.
It is. I appreciate
it. Who they say it is.
All right.
You got a gun, and you preaching the word.
I hear
okay.
that.
I'll let y'all go and I'm gonna keep listening to the show.
All right. You have a good night. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for your insight.
You too. Bye bye.
And you too, 7019. Appreciate you mucho. Mucho. All right, we're gonna do these birthday shout outs and then we're gonna do some hollering back. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Good looking fan. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Glenn Hamilton. Happy birthday to you, Glenn. And also Sharon Williams turning 48 years old today. And she's raising money for Lupus Foundation of America. That's what's up. And also, Tamika Francis, happy birthday to you. And Mugaga Peace, happy birthday to you, Mugaga. And Falande Theodore, happy birthday to you. And Flea MSMS, turning 42 years old today. And Yvette Green, turning 60 years old today. And Kamara Presley, turning 48 years old today. She's a go-getter. And last but certainly not least, Stephanie Krennity Van Beaverhout. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, when you see your friends hanging out with your enemies, then your friends just became your enemies. And you don't really have to be all enemy, a 100% type enemy. But they definitely not your friends, and they will take your ends and make sure they are the opposite of your friends. You want to be part of that scenario. Check the scenario. Listen, on some real shit. The decision is yours. You can be down with people that you know are snakes. I hear people say all the time, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. If you live by that shit, you die by that shit. And even if you don't die by that shit, I bet you get hurt by that shit. When you keep your enemies close, more than likely because of them being around you all the time, you're going to forget that they're your enemy. But they won't forget that you're their enemy, and they'll make sure that they poison you every chance they get. They'll make little cuts on you and let you bleed out. You won't even know. You know, they sabotage you, fuck your shit up, mess up the water that you drink. And serve expired date food to you, you know, that type of shit. You know what I mean? Plus, they make you look bad. They make you look bad in front of other people who don't know that you are a good person. So it doesn't really pay to keep your enemies close, but you can't tell niggas nothing. You can't tell niggas nothing. I'm in love under new management. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. I want y'all to have a great night. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. If you haven't hit the like button, hit it. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow night for a hump day show. So, Blog Talk, I'ma get you on out of here. Whoa, 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 whoa.